The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gal Media station.
All right, the Rockets try to finish it off tonight. We've got all kinds of other great stuff. And the draft's just 2 days away. Let's do this. It's a Tuesday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Tuesday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, the role model, Jong Lee, the master. If you want to get in today, 713-780. ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you are good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, R-E-A-L, at Jong Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And it's a Tuesday. Usually you guys are in a bad mood, but you shouldn't be today because your Rockets are probably going to advance tonight.
Why are you wearing a Russell Westbrook jersey?
I just happened to decide I wanted to wear it today.
Can you send me a picture of you?
No, I will not be doing that. I just heard that story when I walked in. You guys were telling it. Wow. What a B move that is.
They're pettiness all over the place.
Yeah, that's just chicken bleep, man.
Oh, wow.
What are you going to do? Hey, it doesn't involve us. So.
No, not our problem.
Yeah. I don't know why people would care what you wear.
It's very strange.
Like, I don't have jerseys of really anything. I mean, I've got like a couple of hockey jerseys, but they're kind of weird. There's like a Team Canada jersey, and I got that Russian jersey that Michael from Get Me gave me.
Yeah.
I mostly have hats of a bunch of different teams. So am I a bad person if I'm wearing
No, listen, you're grown. You can wear what you want.
I know. I like to mix and match things. So, you know, I have a Longhorn Network shirt. Does that make me a bad cougar that I wear that?
No.
Okay, just checking. John, do you have anything that's not Houston related?
As gear?
Yeah.
I have a Brooklyn Dodgers hat.
Okay, that's not bad.
Yeah. That's a defunct team. It doesn't.
Well, I mean, I have it because, you know, I was in college and I thought the Brooklyn Dodgers was a historic team, so I bought a hat.
I have an old Kirk Gibson Dodgers jersey. I never wear it. It's just in my closet. But
yeah, other than that, I think every hat and shirt in terms of sports teams that I have is all Houston based. I do have a U.S. soccer kit. I also have a Korea kit.
Okay.
I've got a lot of Team USA hockey stuff that I like to wear when I go to Canada just to, you know, represent America.
And usually when I'm, you know, dressed down casual, I kind of wear like a superhero t-shirt or something. I really don't wear team sport shirts anymore unless it's like the Astros. I like that orange color, so.
See, I hate that orange color.
I love that crush.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of that.
Yeah. We talked about this the other day that I've got hats from all the teams that my kid played for. But besides that, I'm not really a gear guy.
I like weird stuff. Like I have a Sith jersey.
That is weird.
Yeah. I wear it playing poker sometimes, but I don't have anything from the local teams. I have shirts. Like I have a Texan shirt and a Rocket shirt, but I don't have. I'm not a jersey guy unless it's something off the wall.
I've got a few Rocket shirts that they gave me that I wear to work out in, and I think I have like a Texans division championship shirt that they gave out to all the
it's
media.
It's also good for working out in.
Yeah, but I think besides that, I don't have much gear associated with teams.
And I think if I have a Texans like golf shirt.
I have a Bengals shirt that says AJ Knows on it.
Yeah, but that was for a different reason.
Yeah. But that's it.
I have a lot of Maple Leafs gear and Saskatchewan Rough Rider gear. That kind of stuff.
Yeah.
That nobody cares about. And then the hockey hats that I collect. But I, as I said, we go to Vegas next week. I'm loading up on Golden Knights stuff.
Okay.
because I think that'll just be cool to have it before they start playing. But 713-780 ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. If you want to get in, be happy to take your phone calls and get going on a Tuesday. So Rockets and the Westbrooks tonight.
Closeout night?
I think so. Unless Harden's still limping around a lot, I don't think they should. I think this is another one that'll be pretty close, and then the Rockets sort of pull away in the fourth quarter when Westbrook starts going 1-for-10.
Yeah.
But
yeah, I just think that, I mean, the Rockets are going to, I would assume they're going to play better than they have been playing. I can't picture them being much worse. And like I said, they're a better team. So maybe the Thunder find a way to pull one out, but I just don't see it happening. I think that it probably wraps up tonight.
And it would just be delaying the inevitable because, frankly, I see no way that OKC wins three games in a row in this series. And
I could see it if I can't. If the Rockets keep playing how they've played, they leave that door open.
I can't because I can't see Oklahoma City playing three good enough games to beat them the way they've played.
Yeah.
So this is
If they were going to win this series, they've blown their chances.
Yeah,
they've had multiple chances.
If they come out of this 2-2, I'd say they have a shot. But
honestly, every game that they've played the Rockets have played so poorly in every game that if the Thunder had just played solidly, I mean, they really could have won this series already. When you think about how poorly the Rockets shot game one, that was the only game that wasn't close. And then games 2, 3, and 4, they had big leads in all those games and bleeped them off. I think that the Thunder have shot their shot and missed it. And the Rockets, they're just too much.
Well, I'm not even sure that they were good enough to win those games, even though the Rockets weren't playing well, and that's the difference. And I think they're not good enough to win three in a row, and you might as well finish it off tonight, sit back and hope the Spurs have to play a couple extra games.
Yeah.
713 says, how sad is it the Rockets have to do a dollar special to get fans to show up early and be on their seats for tip-off? I actually think that's pretty smart of them to do the dollar beer special that they're doing early, mainly because I think there's a lot of reasons why people aren't in the seats early there.
Right.
And people are coming from all over. If you don't get off work till 5 and say you have to go home and pick somebody up and you live in Kingwood, you know, it's hard to get there for tip-off. And then, oh, by the way, if you get there too close to tip off, the traffic's ridiculous. And so there's a lot of reasons why people aren't in their seats, and I don't bang on them for that. But I think that's a pretty smart idea to try to get people to get there early. I mean, dollar beer.
Yeah.
That'll work.
Yeah.
So.
And I guess they've got some sort of show they're doing. They're like, get in your seats. They tweeted out, get in your seats by 6:30. I guess there's some DJ playing.
Yeah.
Or something. And yeah, get in your seats. I'm sure everybody's going to get in their seats for that. They're not there for the playoff game. They're there to see some DJ. All right.
Eric asked, flying to Vegas for the first time Thursday for a bachelor party. First time suggestions. Go to the website. I wrote a whole thing on all the cool places that we go when we're there. So go check it out. It's just go to the website and search for Vegas. 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. Hey, John, I think we have a blank screen out here.
Yeah, the computer that's on the that has the call screener, it's acting up, so I'm restarting it. It's been about 5 minutes.
It's a long story?
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
No, that's the whole story right there.
It's a five-minute story.
It's going to be a long process. Yeah.
I'm going to have to just turn it off and turn it back on. I was trying to, you know, reboot it via the start menu, but it's not working.
You have to go the old-fashioned way where you just unplug it.
Yeah, or just turn it off and turn it back on.
Hit it with a hammer for a little while.
So, hey, we're going to be at Saloon Door on Friday, which is going to be pretty cool because the show only goes till 6, but we're going to hang around till 7. So we actually get to sit there and enjoy some beer.
Watch a little draft.
Yeah, watch a little draft, enjoy some beer. I may get me it down there so I can hang around a little bit after that even. And do we know about Thursday yet, John? Are we still in studio as of now?
Yeah, we're in studio.
Okay.
Perfect.
I'll take that. 713-780-ESPN. 469 says, I think the dollar beer special is great. Dallas has 7:30 tip-off times and people still don't get there on time. And it's kind of the same thing in Dallas because the population base is so spread out. And like, I have friends who work downtown and then they'll drive to Pearland or to Sugarland to pick up their family or significant others or side piece or whatever it is they're going to bring to the game and then come back. Well, if you don't get off work till 5 in Houston traffic, You're not getting back by 7. It's almost impossible. So I get it. But, you know, I'd make them take a bus or something and come downtown and leave from work. So a lot of fans are going to be hammered before tip-off. I know I would be. Well, it's kind of the point, right?
Yeah.
You tend to get louder that way.
Yeah. I mean, but think about what the lines are going to be like to get the dollar beer.
Well, if it works. If it works and people get there early, the lines will be significant. If it fails miserably, guess what? You're going to be able to get all the dollar beer you want.
Yeah.
You'll be able to put up $30 worth of beer.
I would just smuggle a flask in.
Well, that's kind of the thing you're supposed to do anyway.
Right.
We should actually have an entire segment at some point on how to smuggle flasks into games for people.
Yeah.
Because
they've got a lot of new contraptions. Like they've got the booze bra.
Yeah, chicks have it made.
Oh, no doubt.
Yeah, they can easily get in.
They have purses that have built-in bladders, like where you can store booze in your purse, and then you plug a straw into it and just go to town. How awesome is that?
My favorite thing to do when my kids were little was I'd have a bottle. You know, you have bottles for them, right?
Yeah.
I'd have the red bottle. That was mine. That was full of vodka. And they never checked it because, you know,
it's a just, bottle.
Yeah.
You look like a disgusting old creeper man with your red baby bottle.
Well, no, you don't. No, all you do is pour it into a cup when you get in there.
It would be much funnier to see you using a bottle.
Yeah, it would be. It would be. But no, that's the thing. That's why now I feel like I should borrow friends' kids just so I can sneak in vodka. But it was important to have a different color bottle. Because after you drink it, if you don't pour the whole thing out, the last thing you want to do is give the wrong bottle to the kid.
I think they now have, like, you can, if you wear one of those things that, I don't even know what they're called, but they're like baby holders on your chest. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Like where you hold that baby on you. You can get a fake baby filled with booze.
See, that's cool.
So you don't even need, like, a real baby. You could just come in with a fake baby.
I have to go get one of those. That's better than a sex robot. I mean, you know, if you don't have to get the real thing. Those things are expensive.
That's true. And this is, I mean, that's a long-term investment on those.
Yeah, that'll last you for a long time.
One-time fee. All right, guys. A lot of disgruntled employees out there in America. Over half of American employees consider themselves disgruntled. And maybe they've got a job that is just gross. Maybe they have to clean toilets. Maybe they're out in the rain. Maybe they're working in the sun, in the heat all summer. However they're miserable, they're miserable. And if you're in that percentage, see if the computer industry is right for you. Go to mycomputercareer.edu, take the free career evaluation today, and you could start a new life as an IT pro in months, not years, even with zero experience. You attend classes on campus or live online just twice a week, and you'll get the skills and industry certifications you'll need to start your new career. My Computer Career is nationally accredited. Financial aid's available for those who qualify, including the GI Bill. Classes start up soon, so go take the free career evaluation now at mycomputercareer.edu. That's mycomputercareer.edu.
Call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Anxious about the recent election and the impact on your business? Let HRNP help you navigate through the uncertainty. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN. Angel says, when I go to the rodeo, I buy those little airplane-sized bottles and stuff them in my cowboy boots. Works every time.
There you go.
That sounds good. Disco says, I haven't paid for alcohol at a sporting event in years. Fill breast milk baggies and stuff in my bra. Disco is a pro at that. She only does that in movies and everything. Brian says, if they get them drunk too early tonight, there'll be some Ric Flair woos in the Toyota Center. Don't do that.
By the way, it's spreading.
Is it?
It's spreading to other sports, to other arenas. I was catching a little bit of the Cubs-Pirates game last night.
Oh, no.
I watched like maybe 15 minutes of it because my kid wanted to watch some baseball. He tries to watch a little bit of baseball every day, and there was no Astros game on. So we watched that until the basketball started up. And there was – now, granted, it was 10-1, so the game wasn't competitive.
At that point, woo away, huh?
And there was some wooing going on.
Well, good luck with that. It's spreading. Hey, whatever people are into. So, you know, when you go to a Dynamo game, you expect the music to play the whole time, so it doesn't really bother me. I guess this woo thing is because it's new.
Yeah, it's not for me.
Oh, well. I'm sure it'll happen tonight if the Rockets win. Guys, take it from a Carolina Hurricanes fan. Every time a goal is scored, they do the Ric Flair woo. It gets old fast.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, somebody said, I think the Pirates have been doing it for years. Well, it's obviously new here. It's like a disease, and people have caught it, so maybe it'll play out, maybe it won't. We'll have to see what happens. I was looking at the series prices for the hockey, just if you want something to bet. I went 3-2 in the first round on the bets. I went 5-3 on my picks, but I only bet 5 of them. And two and one on my max plays and 1-1 on my small plays. But I really want to bet your Predators, but there's no value at -125. I think they win the series.
Yeah.
In fact, actually, -125 is not a bad price for them. So if you're looking to get some action.
I don't like having the 8 seed and then having.
But the difference between 8 seed and the third seed in the division is pretty small.
Yeah.
And in this case, I when you look at St. Louis, oh, they beat the 2 seed. Well, that was a phony 2 seed. And I thought St. Louis was a better team. So this is where I look at who you beat in the last round. Nashville just stomped the best team in the Western Conference. I will take them over a team that, you know, beat a team that I expected them to beat. That was one of my big plays, was the Blues to beat the Wild. And it's no disrespect to the Wild. I just think they have a very good regular season coach and a very bad postseason coach. Oilers even against the Ducks, I like. I think the Rangers stomped the Senators, but I can't take -145. And Penguins +125 against the Caps is not a bad play. But that's for the whole series.
All right.
I don't really have anything else. But the only long shot I'm alive on, I have both the Rangers and the Oilers to win the Stanley Cup at 10 and 12-1 respectively. I'm really pissed I didn't bet your Preds, though, because I did last year. Man, that was my big long shot at 24-1 was the Preds last year. And I look at them this year, it's like, they can't get
this was the year to have them.
I know, and I go, but they weren't as long, even though they were playing the Blackhawks. And I'm kind of like, I'm going to go a different direction. So I feel shame being in the penalty box. 713-780-ESPN, your number. 713-780-3776. So 409. So Golden State is good at sport, huh?
Oh, boy.
We were talking about this a little bit off air yesterday. Their path right now to the finals looks pretty easy. I mean, they're the best team, but I don't think they're even getting tested until they get to the conference finals.
I don't either. But I didn't think that to begin, because I think there were three good teams in the West and one good team really in the East that I think would have a shot to beat the Warriors. But, yeah, they're on a different level. I mean, people who complain, and there were people complaining. Yes, still to this day, people complain. Oh, they look like bitches because they brought in Kevin Durant. People forget like the whole point of sports is try to put together a good team, and that's just the way it is. That's a good thing.
There's not a team in the league that would not have loved to have had Kevin Durant.
And there's not a team in the league that if you're a big Rockets fan and you hate the Warriors because they added Kevin Durant to a super team and you think they're soft, if you could flip-flop rosters with them right now and put that whole squad in Rockets red, you would do it. And if you say you wouldn't, you're a liar.
But I love the beard, AJ.
No, you don't love him that much.
I love Nene.
What do you love more, the beard or championships?
The beard. Lies. MVP. MVP. Lies. Red Rowdies, go. Let's try Rex. What's up, Rex? Hello, Rex.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, sports.
I just wanted to talk about the dollar beers at the Rockets game. I went to the Heat against the Rockets a couple months back.
Rex, listen, Rex, your phone is horrible. It sounds like you're talking into a potato.
Yeah, either I don't know if you're under a bridge or underwater, but unfortunately we couldn't hear you. So if you could text us that, because it sounded like it was going to be a reasonably interesting thought until it turned into...
Sounded like he had us on speakerphone.
I don't know if it was that.
There was a lot of background noise.
Yeah, there was. I don't know. But either way, that probably didn't help. But
yeah, I would have liked to have heard that, though. It started off very interesting. And then into oblivion. PJ says, what are the odds of Bengals trade McCarron to the Browns for the 12th overall pick since they set the price at a number one? I don't think the Browns would give up the 12th pick for McCarron.
I don't think they, and I don't think they should, honestly.
Yeah, I think if obviously if you're the Bengals, you're going to say, well, this will be the cost. Just like the Patriots setting ridiculous costs for Jimmy Garoppolo, just in case somebody says yes.
Yeah.
The reality is, if they call and say, oh, we'll give you McCarron for the 12th pick, the Browns will probably laugh. And then when they get to the second round, the Browns will make that call and say, hey, would you like this pick in the second round for him? Bengals say, absolutely. Boom, done. Deal. I can't see anybody giving up a one for McCarron.
No.
I mean, I like the guy, but I think that is way too much of a gamble. But for a second round pick, why not? Bring him in for a year, see what he does.
Second round pick's a different story.
Yeah. 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. If you want to get in, take some phone calls. And, all right, I just remember how I'd unmuted all the texts? Just muted my first one.
Oh, you got one, huh?
Yeah. So you're not getting any run today, guys. You're just getting muted. It's beautiful. It's a beautiful thing, man. I think it's going to be real interesting to see how much trading goes on Thursday, because I know a lot of the teams at the top keep saying they want to trade down, and I don't know how many teams are really wanting to trade up to say 4, 5, 6 that would be willing to give up that much, because there's good players there, but especially if you're looking for defensive players, I think there's really good players in that 10 to 15 range, and I can't see a team being desperate enough for any of these crap quarterbacks to move up.
Yeah.
So I think it's going to be like the Clowney year when the Texans tried desperately. He says, even with Hugh Jackson's ties to McCarron, you'll think it's no show. I don't think you give up the 12th pick in the first round for him.
I wouldn't.
Yeah, I thought I was pretty clear on that. Second round pick, yeah, but no way I give up the 12th pick. Too much value in that. Let's try some phone calls. John, you're on the Blitz. Go.
Hey, Fred, AJ. Fred, I think you said it the other day, but you're going to be going to Vegas for the Andre Ward and Kovalev fight.
Yes.
How do you see this fight going, or who are you going to put your money on? Thanks, guys. I'll hang up and listen.
I don't know. To me, if Kovalev's an underdog, I would probably be on Kovalev. I thought that he won the first fight, so, and I don't think I don't necessarily think I'm in the minority on that. I think it's a close fight, though. If either one is more than plus 150. That's where my money will go, but I doubt that's the case. I'm guessing Kovalev's something like a plus 110, plus 120 dog.
I will take the dog either way. I think it's that close. I'm with you. I thought Kovalev won the first fight, but it was one of those that was so close. I would never have faulted anybody for going the other way. It's just my opinion. I thought Kovalev won the fight.
Yeah.
I thought he did enough to do it. But I also could see a real good case for Ward. So when it's that close, I really like taking the guy who's the plus number. But just from a fan standpoint, I'm not so much interested in betting that fight as I am watching it. That fight lived up to the hype. And we were all excited about it all year long. When it finally happened, usually when we get these fights, they're crap.
You're right.
This one wasn't. This one was terrific. Both guys went out there and fought their asses off, and I can't wait to see it again. But, we got Canelo before that, so... Yep. Some good fights coming up. We get to go to Vegas twice in the next 2 months. It always happens like this. It will go. It's been a year, I think, since the last time we were out there, because I was getting those Facebook memories from our Guns N' Roses concert. So it's been a year, but now we'll probably be out there 3-4 times in the next few months. And I know of at least twice and then one more possibly. So, and
pretty sure one of those trips is going to be during the World Series of Poker. So,
oh, really?
Guess who is probably going to find an event to play?
There you go.
Not the main, but definitely going to get
something that'll be a one-day event.
Yeah, yeah, one day or a two-day.
Yeah.
You know, it just depends, but be a chance to get back out there and do some damage. All right, guys. Hey, if there's a kid who drops out of school, doesn't know what to do, you know who helps them? It's Houston Can Academies. And these are good kids, man. Some of them had transportation issues or all kinds of small things that wound up causing them to drop out. Well, Houston Can Academy, when they take them in, they work around those things. If they had transportation problems, they get them free bus passes. Some of them need glasses, they get them those. If they have a job, they work around their schedule. That's what they do. And so many of these kids who would have never had a chance without Houston Can Academies goes on. They go on to do great, great things. And that's why they need your donations so badly. And by your donations, and guys, the Blitzers have stepped up. And if you're a Blitzer who hasn't done it yet, I guarantee you, you're going to feel so good about this because you'll be getting rid of something you're not using anymore. You're going to get a tax-deductible donation. They're going to process all the paperwork, and they're going to tow it free of charge. And by that, I mean a vehicle you're not using anymore. Car, truck, motorcycle, boat, RV, tractor, doesn't matter. Maybe it's been sitting out there and you thought, oh, I'll fix it up and trade it in or sell it, and then you never got around to it. Now it's getting all rusty and you don't know what to do with it and it's just an eyesore. Well, give them a call because they'll take care of all that. And if you donate today, you're going to get a $50 Visa gift card, just their way of saying thank you. Give them a call, 713-225-4226. 713-225-4226, or go online to HoustonCarsForKids.com. Right off the car, not the kid.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Now back to The Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780. ESPN's your number. 713-780-3776. So, somebody asked you what jersey you'd want on your, if you'd had something framed. I would still say, you said Mantle. For me, it'd probably be Olajuwon. That would be my guy.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Olajuwon is a Cougar, though.
Oh,
more so than a Rocket. And I had one at one point. I had to sell it when I was broke.
Yeah.
I had that and a Drexler. And both in UH jerseys, which sucked that I had to sell them, but oh well.
Now that you're rich, you can get them back, though.
Yeah, but see, I don't really want them. At the time, it was cool. But also, I got good money for those. So,
also one that maybe even more than that, if I could get like a signed glove or some trunks, but like a Muhammad Ali.
That'd be
pretty cool.
That would be up there, man. Trying to think that may be the all time. You may have just gone all in there, and I can't call. I think that's the best one.
Yeah.
Sorry, we're talking poker off air and looking at the World Series of Poker schedule, so trying to see what fits while we're out there. All right, we'll give Lex one more try here, see if his phone doesn't suck this time.
Trying to see what fits while we're out there.
No, your phone still sucks. Sorry, man. Dude. Okay, yeah, you were on speaker Jones that time? Or speakerphone that time? Yeah.
Radio's turned up.
Yeah, you can't do it, brother. Like I said, shoot us a text. Gabriel says a Magic Johnson jersey would be to my liking. Magic was one of my favorite players for a long time. Jabbar would be pretty cool. Or a Dead Wilt Chamberlain jersey.
That'd be good.
With the number 25,000 on it. And signed. I'd want all these signed, though. I wouldn't want just...
Yeah.
Yeah, you have to have signed and framed. Wayne Gretzky. I'd like to have a Wayne Gretzky.
That's a good one, too. But I feel like dead guys are better. That's more valuable at this point.
So Gordie Howe's better than Wayne Gretzky.
Yeah, for now.
Yeah. But when Wayne dies. Yeah, I think Ali would be the best. So. 713-780-ESPN. I have a Johnny Unitas autograph on a picture of the moon landing, and his quote is, Baltimore Stadium was worse than this. Best regards, Johnny Unitas. I was very fortunate enough to meet him right before he died. I had some friends who had a table every year at the Kentucky Derby, and when I was covering the race, I would go out there and hang out with him on Friday during Oaks Day once my work was done. And there was always somebody famous at the table next to him. And one year, it was Johnny Unitas and Peyton Manning were at the table. And he was just the nicest guy.
When did Johnny Unitas die?
It's been a while. I mean, it was probably late 90s, early 2000s when I was out there. So it's been a long time. But it was Ty Cobb too insensitive. No, I think guys like that, any dead old guy would be worth it.
2002, September 11th.
Yeah. So it was probably, it might have been, it was either 2000 or 2001 that I saw him there, because it wasn't that long before he died. Ooh, O.J. Simpson.
O.J. would be a good one.
Especially if he signed it, if I did it.
But that would also be like, I mean, you have that prominently displayed, then people start, you know, brings up questions. Jackie Robinson would be a good one, too.
Yeah, Jackie Robinson would be a great one. 346, I sold my framed and autographed Wayne Gretzky jersey for $250 because I was broke and lost a certificate of authenticity. Worst mistake of my life. Hey, you got to do what you got to do. I sold a couple of guitars that I wish I'd never sold. But you know, when you're broke, you got to do what you got to do. So, Aaron Hernandez jersey, is that worth more now?
I mean, I would guess it is. If you've got an autographed jersey, it's probably worth something.
So he says Ted Williams signed fatigues. How about Ted Williams signed brain?
Signed head.
Yeah.
Frozen head.
Frozen
nice.
Head?
Yeah.
What could you get for that? It's like, hey, I got a frozen head from Ted Williams. So he says OJ will hunt you down and get it back.
That's true.
You got to let him out
first.
He'll
steal
it. 713-780-ESPN, your number, 713-780-3776. Greg says a signed Honus Wagner baseball card. Wasn't that the most valuable for the longest time?
Yeah, but if you get that card signed, that kind of it takes away all the value from it.
If it's OJ, do you get a jersey or an isotoner to frame?
Barry says he'd want a signed and framed Elvis Presley karate gi. That would be good.
That was still skinny Elvis or fat Elvis. Which one?
I think that was skinny Elvis.
Okay.
I mean, he was a martial artist, Fred.
Right.
Clearly.
Well, but he still wore the gi as fat Elvis later on.
No, that's true.
It just was a.
It wasn't a gi. That was just a bathrobe.
Well, see, I thought it was a tent, but Eek says a Babe Ruth Red Sox jersey.
That'd be cool. Lou Gehrig.
Yeah. Get some good names. I got a lithograph of Mike Tyson on Mike Tyson's punch out game signed by him.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
That is a good one. Somebody says Emmett Smith, Akeem, and Tebow is my personal Mount Rushmore. Ali, Emmett Smith, Akeem, and Tebow. Emmett signs a bunch of stuff. He'd be easy to get.
Yeah. He goes to all those conventions and
signed Michael Jackson glove. That'd be worth something.
I would bet it would be.
Yeah, getting a lot of Roberto Clemente's.
That's a good one, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, anybody who died young.
Yeah.
People love that.
Paul Walker signed speeding ticket.
Okay.
Too soon, maybe?
No.
No. But... Yeah, I think Nolan Ryan fight jersey. Blood still on it from
my dad has Ventura. A picture of that, of that fight autographed.
Ken Caminiti signed crack pipe. Now we're going.
We're getting where I thought we'd be.
Yeah, pretty much. Ron says, my grandmother threw away a trunk full of first edition comic books when my dad went away to Vietnam.
Oof. Yeah, all my comic books, I'd left them at my dad's house, and my stepmom put them in their outdoor storage. And I guess at some point they got water damaged, so I had to throw them all away.
I had a bunch of really great albums and comic books that were in my dad's closet, and I don't remember what happened, but I think the woman he was living with at the time cleaned out that room, and I guess just threw them all away.
Yeah,
because I went back there, I went looking after he died and couldn't find any of them, and it really pissed me off because there was some great stuff in there, and I had Black Sabbath's first album on original vinyl. And it was in good shape, too. Stuff like that.
No. The good news is you would have sold it when you were broke.
Yeah, that's the thing. Any of those things would have been gone.
Any nice stuff that you could have had, you would have sold.
In 2008, they would have all been sold. Yeah. So it doesn't matter how valuable they are now. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. John, what's the name on four? We're not getting names here. Crickets. Oh, he's got to go ask. That's never a good sign. I don't know if these guys type them in or what, if it's just our whatever we're
RJ.
RJ? All right. RJ.
Sports, fellas.
Sports, sir. Listen to that phone.
Check it out, man. I was younger. I'm not sure the year. Whatever year Shaq left Orlando and went to the Lakers. So I had a Joe Namath card, and it was in a sleeve that had the four screws on the corner. And I was somewhere. They have an event. I believe it was at George R. Brown, and a gentleman had a Shaq rookie card, and it was like some block party, some record he had broke, whatever. And the Joe Namath card was worth about $300, and that Shaq card was about $310, $315. So he was willing to take the loss. But me being young, I wanted the sleeve that it was in because I was just going to turn around and put the Shaq card in there. Well, I'm sitting there unscrewing the sleeve, and when I go to pull the top off, the whole face of the Joe Namath card comes off.
Oh,
and
boy.
The guy just like closes it back and slides it back in and just staring at me like, anything else I can help you with? And I'm standing there with the two halves in my hand like, just, you know, mouth wide open, and I could not believe it, man. I couldn't believe it. So, yeah, not only did I not get the Shaq card, I ruined the Joe Namath card just to keep a $3 sleeve. So, lesson learned.
Hard times.
Oh, Jeremy Lin autographed diary.
That would be good.
This is a good one. Dimebag Darrell signed guitar. I think any
that would be cool.
Like him or Stevie Ray, either one, any of those guys who are not around anymore, any one of their guitars would be cool.
Anything signed by John Lennon would be pretty cool.
Yeah.
Freddie Mercury.
Yeah, that, I'd love to have a Freddie Mercury sign something. I think all I have left is I have a the only things I have left signed, I have an old Blue Oyster Cult album signed by Eric Bloom, but he's still alive. And I have somewhere, and it's I haven't been able to find it, and I think it's in the attic of my old house, and I haven't had the stones to ask the ex to go look for it yet, but I have a signed Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy by Douglas Adams, and he is dead, so I don't know what that's worth.
Don't let your wife know you've got it, or your ex-wife, because
I don't think it's worth
anything.
She'll
find it and sell it.
Well, I don't think it's worth anything.
These women are.
It's worth something to me, but I don't think it's worth something to anybody else, so... 713-780-ESPN is your number if you want to get in. Take some phone calls today on a Tuesday. A troll-free Tuesday.
Oh, I love
fun
it.
Today.
Guys, got to tell you about Man's Best Friend. And listen, if you're struggling with your dog, maybe you got a new puppy, maybe you've just got a dumb dog. You know, your dogs don't know what to expect. You got to teach dogs what you expect from them. So they can do the right thing. And it's very difficult to train a dog on your own. That's why you let the pros do it. And that's the guys at Man's Best Friend. If your pet's out of control, bring him by Man's Best Friend. Or you just want him to be a better teammate. They've been doing this for over 30 years, training dogs to become a good pet and a loyal friend. Starting today, take advantage of their summer special. 25% off on all training. Happy pets make happy households, and now you get 25% off just by telling them you heard about Man's Best Friend right here on this program. That's Man's Best Friend. For more info, log on to mansbestfriend.com. The professional difference in dog training.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
And we are back on the Blitz. The Blitz is coming to Saloon Door Brewing in Webster Friday. Join us as we broadcast live from the brewery beginning at 4. Stay to watch the NFL draft starting at 6, and we're going to hang around until 7. So we can have an adult beverage with you. Also a beer, as it were. Man, there's too many to list, but I'm getting like hundreds of really cool stuff that people have on the text line. And then I'm also getting a lot of my girlfriend threw this away or my wife threw this away. This is why you should never get married or have girlfriends.
Yeah, they ruin everything.
Yeah, my first wife ruined one of my guitars. Another story that I want to get into.
On purpose?
Yes.
Damn it.
Yeah. At one point, I had 20 guitars in my collection. I'm down to 3 now. But I just basically had to sell them off over the years. It's what happens when you get divorced.
Yeah.
The more often you get divorced, the more money it costs you. And yeah.
Yeah, you didn't need that many guitars.
No, I really didn't. I don't know what I'd do with them now.
Now you wouldn't be able to have them anyway. You wouldn't have room for them.
I've got room for them, but I don't need them. I'm happy with the 3 I've got, and I don't play enough anymore to be doing that. Okay. What is this name on 4? I'm just kind of curious. It says prefers not. Somebody wants a signed Jong Lee pepper spray. That would probably be worth nothing.
I think this guy wants to remain anonymous.
Well, I don't know if I want to put him on then. What do you think?
It's up to you.
All right, and anonymous. It's probably Raheel. So just have your finger on the button so that if he starts spouting nonsense, we cut him off right away. Go ahead, prefers not.
All right, how's it going, guys? I'm not a counter like that. I just want to remain anonymous because I got this ball signed while I was at work, so I don't want to get in trouble with my job. That's all.
Okay.
So I was at work, and I actually, you know, did a call for a really tall guy, happened to be Moses Malone. And I'm sorry, Elvin Hayes. It was Elvin Hayes. And he signed a basketball for me and a pitcher. And I just wanted to see if you guys thought it was maybe worth anything.
I'm sure it's worth something. Yeah. I mean, but
You can go.
It also depends on what kind of ball you've got it on.
Right.
And that's the thing. Like, there's... And I always tell people this because I used to do when I worked in Austin, I would do signings with like actual famous people who they wanted their autographs. So I did one with Earl Campbell. I did one with James Street. Who else? Colt McCoy. We did one. I mean,
did you tell Colt he wasn't going to be a good NFL quarterback?
No, there was no conversation. Roy Williams. Yeah. But these guys, like... if you go get a $5 football at Walmart, it's not the same as if you get it autographed on an actual authentic NFL football. And that's like, if you want something that's going to actually be worth a lot of money long term, that's what you got to get your autographs on. It's like an authentic NBA basketball. Like it can't be the rubber kind, like indoor outdoor ball. It's got to be a leather ball. Right. Spalding basketball, NBA basketball.
And it's real easy to go online and just Google that exact same thing and see what it's going for. Because I did that a couple of times with things. And I see Elvin around here all the time. I don't know if does he do a show or is he a regular guest, John?
He does a show. I haven't seen him around recently, though.
He's usually around during the day.
Yeah, I haven't seen him in a couple of weeks.
And he always runs into Barry Warner, and they have these great conversations about the old days. 713-780 ESP is your number. 713-780-3776. Yeah, I think but it's real easy to just look those up. And next time you don't have to, you can just use a fake name. Just like you were going to a bar to meet women. Just use a fake name.
Yeah. Like, it could have been Taco.
Yeah. I like to use Frankie as my fake name. It's close enough.
Right.
But you know, it's
Frankie
it's,
the Falcon.
No, I don't throw the Falcon on it because that would defeat the purpose, right?
Right, that probably would give it away.
Yeah. Let's try Nick. What's up, Nick?
Hey, I was calling about signed memorabilia.
Okay.
I got a football. We paid like $50 waiting in line at Circus City. They had like Jay Novacek, Walt Garrison, and Drew Pearson there to sign. So we got we get up to the table, and there's some Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders, and I just thought it was hilarious that we get up there, get the ball signed, and they grab our ball, and we're like, please, God, don't sign that ball. And they looked at us like, you know, all heartbroken, but I can imagine whatever those signatures would be worth a lot less with some cheerleader's name on it.
Yeah, that's probably... Yeah,
because it's probably not even their real name. It's probably Amber or whatever.
Right.
Yeah. Black Spotted Zebra. How about a Kurt Cobain signed shotgun? I'm getting a lot of that. A lot of... You know, yeah. Yeah, a lot of Kurt Cobain signed shotguns.
Yeah, well, I'll and you can ruin something by having too many people sign it. And I learned this the hard way, and this is before I was in radio. So when I lived in Nashville, I worked at a bar, and while I was working at that bar, they would come like right across the street. They did the Jeff Fisher coaches show.
Yeah.
And they did, he would have a different player on with him, every week. And everybody at my bar had footballs and things like that, that they would, or helmets that they would go across the street and get signed. And I have a jersey signed by, it's a Javon Kearse jersey, and it's signed by Javon Kearse, Steve McNair, Eddie George. I want to say, who else was on that thing? Maybe Andre Dyson, like a bunch of Keith Adams, a bunch of the old, or not Keith Adams, Keith Bullock, a bunch of the good Titans players at the time. And then one day they had a rookie receiver there. Oh, Albert Haynesworth was on that jersey too. They had a rookie receiver there that I was very high on named Tyrone Calico. And so now I have this jersey signed by all the Titans legends and Tyrone Calico, who never amounted to anything in the NFL. And I feel like it's ruined the value of my jersey.
The reality is, if you just had Steve McNair on there dead,
or it's because it's a Javon Kearse jersey. If it was just Javon Kearse,
yeah,
that's what I should have done. But no, I had to be cute.
Lee Aaron Hernandez signed bed sheet.
Yeah. Tyrone Calico.
I barely remember Tyrone Calico.
All 501 yards receiving in his 3-year career.
Yeah.
18.6 yards a game.
Well, listen. He's on the same jersey as Javon Kearse and Keith Bullock and Steve McNair and all those dudes.
Well, his touchdowns were rare. He had 4.
Yeah, that's true.
Maybe that
makes him more valuable.
It's 4 more than touchdown passes thrown by Tom Savage.
True. When you put it in perspective.
Exactly. You got to look at it that way. All right. Quick break. We come back. We'll start things over. Move on to a new topic. We got all kinds of good stuff to get to. It's the Blitz on ESPN 975.
Warning. You're listening to ESPN 975.